This is the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm JoJo, and this is my blog, What's Important? My plan last Sunday night was to get my kids in bed early so that I could have time to catch up on housework. My husband was sick a couple of weekends ago, and since then, I haven't really had time to do much because of work, church, life, etc. So you can imagine the amount of laundry and other things that needed to be done. Use your imagination of the things that get messy with two kids, one being an independent, feed-herself three-year-old. I put my kids in bed right before 8 o'clock and thought I was hashtag winning. Then I ate some dinner, in silence, again. Thought I was hashtag winning, and was doing a little messaging back to texts when my son called my name from his room. I walked to his room, and he asked me a few times if he could come lay in the bed with me, but I knew, and he knew, I still had some stuff to do before I laid down. Now, I told him I would try and finish what I had to do, then I would lay by him. I went back to the kitchen, and I was about to tackle a mound of dishes in my sink when my son came walking into the kitchen. Now, my dishwasher is broken at the moment, so just picture two sinks overflowing with dishes, and you've got the right idea. To say the least, I was not happy my son was out of his bed. It was now 9 o'clock and he was supposed to be sleeping, but what he said next cut me to the core. He said with a pouted out lip, "Mom, you act like those things you have to do are more important than me." With that being said, my sink stayed overflowing with dishes. I left the mounds of dirty laundry, the clean clothes that were unfolded and taking up floor space, and I left their lunchboxes empty for the next morning. But none of that mattered. Nothing can compare to the time I got to talk and cuddle with my boy. Is it important to take care of your house and the things God has blessed you with? Absolutely. But do I want to give up precious time with my 7-year-old who wants to lay with me and talk to me? Never. So for now, I will not stress about what isn't done, but I will thank God for giving me moments that I will treasure forever. I pray this holiday season you are able to make amazing memories with those you love without stressing about the things that honestly, at the end of the day, don't matter. Count your blessings and enjoy them. Happy Thanksgiving.